Good morning.
大家早。
While I have everybody here, I thought it's a good time that I want to say thank you to you and thank you to our Lord.
当大家在我在这个联合的聚会里面，我想借着这个机会来说感谢大家，感谢我们的主。
I thank you for everyone who's welcomed my family here.
我谢谢每一个在这里欢迎我们的家来到这里服事的弟兄姐妹们。
And it's such a blessing to work with the co-workers that I have here, and especially our pastors who have done so much to make us feel at home here.
我觉得是一个很大的荣幸，我能够跟一些同工在这里一起服事主，特别我们的余牧师可以跟他一起服事。
My wife keeps saying she can't believe that we're at a church where Jesus is so purely preached, worshipped, and prayed to.
我的姐妹一直告诉我说，她很难相信他们现在在一个聚会里面，主耶稣基督这么纯正的被传讲、被高举、被敬拜。
So thank you again from my family.
所以我再次跟大家表示我的感谢。
Now let's turn to our scripture, if you will, to me. Look at Book of James, chapter 1. We'll start and read verse 2.
我们可不可以先翻到雅各书的第一章？我们从第二节开始。
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道。啊，对不起。
And then let's skip down to verse 12.
接下来我们读第十二节。
Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord promised to those who love him.Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death.
我们看十二节到第十五节，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
I sat at a red light this week next to this bus that was wrapped in this Scientology ad. It said, find the answers you've been looking for. Know yourself, know life.
我在一个红绿灯那边停下来，我看到那个 一辆巴士， 它的上面有一个广告，是一个比较新兴的一个宗教讲的广告。他说，认识你自己，也认识这个生命，这是你一直寻找的答案，你在这里可以找到。
That's a big promise to offer the answers of life.
那是一个很大的应许，可以应许人说你可以找到生命的答案。
I think in the middle of our lives, we all know something instinctively, that things are not the way they ought to be, that our world is broken and needs some answers.
我想我们在很直觉的可以看到我们周围的环境，我们的生活，我们可以这样子的说，我们的生活是一个被破碎的，这个世界并不是它所应该的样子。
When I read the news, it seems that those answers are in toppling some economic or ideological or political system.
当我看到这些新闻的时候，好像大家觉得这个答案是在我们可以推翻一些腐败的这些政治系统，或是意识形态，或是一些其他的事情。
Or is the brokenness in our thinking? Do we need to be more medicated or more educated?
如果我们觉得说，哦，这个问题是出在我们的思维方式，那我们是不是应该受更多的教育呢？更多的来思考呢
？If you browse a bookstore or you look at Google, it is astounding how many answers to your problems are out there.
如果我们去书店或是我们在网络上寻找哈，我们就发现说有很多很多的人提供所谓生命的答案。
I found some popular titles like The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People.Powerful lessons in personal change and the secret.
我找到一些书，好像有一些很流行的书，譬如说那些很有效率的人，他们七个很重要的习惯是什么，或是有一些他们的秘诀是什么。
The longtime New York bestseller You Can Heal Yourself says that our real dis-ease is in our own minds. What do we need to cure the world? We need to think more joyous, peaceful thoughts, and we will have a more joyous, peaceful world.
在这本纽约时时报，它这个最好卖的最好的一本书，它讲到这本书是书名说来医治你自己。它讲到说，你想要有一个更美好、更喜乐的生活，那你就要创造一个。
You might laugh at that, but that book has sold 50 million copies.
你也许觉得这个很可笑，可是这本书卖了五千万本。
Another staggering number, the life coach business, where people give you answers, is a $2 billion industry in America.
另外一个也让我们可能让我们很吃惊的消息，就是所谓的教导你怎么样生活、引导你生活的这个产业，已经成长到二十亿美元的那个一个产业了。
But as our doctor friends in the house know, the wrong diagnosis leads to the wrong prescription.
我想在座有做医生的你们可以知道，我们如果是错误的诊断，我们就会给出错误的处方。
Sometimes that leads to deadly results.
有时候这个错误的处方会把我们带到很危险的很致命的一个结果。
For example, if other people are really my problem, I just need to make new relationships or avoid sinners.
举例来说，如果我周围的人是问题的原因，那我就会想办法来找一些其他的人，所以我可以避免跟那些人发生关系。
If the problem is suffering, I just need to seek an endless source of comfort.
如果说苦难是我问题的主因，那我就要一直的去尝试的寻找安慰来解决我苦难的问题。
Something common in couples, if the problem is just my unmet needs, I need to find someone who will serve my needs.
在婚姻关系中很常一个问题，有人觉得说我的需要并没有被满足，所以我就要试着去找一些其他的来源来满足我的需要。
If it's my body, I can just get sleep or some other physiological help.
如果我的身体是那问题的主因，那我就会试着能够睡多一点，或是找一些生理方面的帮助。
And if it's just my situation, then all I need to do is change my circumstances.
如果是我外在的一些环境，那我就想说，那我只要改变这个外在环境就好了。
As I've walked people through change and counseling and discipleship for life's answers, by far the biggest obstacle I have found is we want to change other people and our circumstances and not ourselves.
在我自己的经验，在做别人的辅导的经验里面，我发现说最大的一个阻碍。来到我面前的人，他们都想要试着改变他们周围的环境，改变他们周围的人。
At church, I've heard things like, "Can you talk to my kid and change him?"
在教会里面，有些父母就跟我说，你可不可以跟我的孩子谈一谈，能够把他改变改变
？You know, if my boss wouldn't be such a bad guy.
如果我的老板呢，不是一个这么坏的人的话
，If my wife wouldn't nag so much.
如果我的妻子呢，不会常常的给我唠叨的话。
If only I had dot dot dot.
如果我有这个或是那个，那就好了。
But in Matthew 28, Jesus does not put the blame of adultery on the object or on your hormonal biology or on the way you were raised. He puts it squarely on the human heart.
可是，在马太福音那边，主耶稣他讲到关于淫乱这件事情，他没有把这个责任放在外面的事情，乃是放在我们里面。
Jesus tells us plainly the source of our problems in Matthew 15 and Mark 7. What comes out of a person is what defiles him.
主耶稣很清楚的在马太福音第十五章那边讲到说，其实从我们里面出来的那个才能够污秽人。
For from within, out of the heart of man come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit.Sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within.
那边讲到说，唯独出口的啊，从心里发出来的，这才污秽人。因为从心里发出来的，有恶念，有凶杀，有奸淫，有苟合，偷盗，妄赌，妄政，这些都是污秽人的。这些都是从我们里面出来的。
Mahatma Gandhi famously quipped the T-shirt worthy phrase, "Be the change that you want to see in the world."
甘地在印度这个领导他有一个 T 恤，他就说你要成为这个世界所你希望他能够改变的那样子的，如果你希望世界改变成那个样子，你自己就要先成为那个样子。
But can I be that change if at the very core of my being I am the problem?
可是我们有没有可能成为这个世界我们所盼望的样子，如果我们自己本身就是那个问题的主要原因呢？
The story of the Bible is that the world is broken because it's filled with broken people, and we are those people.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们说，这个世界是一个一个被毁坏的世界，一个错误的世界，因为我们自己本身就是有错误、有问题在里面。
The problem is not out there somewhere to be eradicated or avoided. It's somewhere within to be surrendered.
所以真正的问题不是在外面，我们要想办法改变外面、解决外面，而是在我们的里面，我们需要解决这个问题。
As a church, we've been reading the book of Ephesians, which is so beautifully complex and intricate in talking about changed people.
我们正在读，我们教会正在读以弗所书，在那边很奇妙的，也很微妙的讲到这个改变这件事情。
In the first two chapters, Paul lays out this schema of before and after, then and now, and how much we've been changed through the cross of Jesus Christ.
在第一、第二章那边讲到保罗很清楚地告诉我们，让我们想到我们以前是怎么样，现在是怎么样子，过去是如何，现在是如何。
Paul says, you were once, but you are now, all through the saving grace of Jesus Christ and his atoning cross. Amen?
保罗讲到都是靠着主耶稣基督和他的救赎，我们从前是这个样子，可是我们今天变成了另外一个样子。阿们吗？
But serious questions start to emerge.
可是有人会问一些很一连串的问题。
What if those contrasts don't show so sharply in my life?
有人会问说，为什么我在我自己的生活里面看不到那么明显的改变呢？
Why haven't people who have been Christians for a while changed?
为什么有一些人他们成为基督徒已经一阵子了，可是他们的生命并没有改变呢？
Why am I still given over to lust, anger, greed, disappointment, depression, jealousy?
为什么我在我的生活里面，我还发现我常常的向着那些嫉妒，向着那些贪婪来降服呢？
And my favorite writer said that sin is just something you feel bad after. It's a behavior.
我一个我很喜欢的作家，他讲到说，罪只是你觉得不好的那些东西，那个就是罪了。
But is sin merely just doing bad things?
可是罪是不是只是你做一些不好的事情，那个叫做罪呢？
Unless we rightly see sin as more than just a behavior, we will continue to fight symptoms and not the deep-seated sickness.
如果我们继续把罪只是看着，把罪当作那些外面的东西的话，我们会继续的在罪的这场战争里面，只是解决一些外面的征兆，而没有解决这根本的问题。
I believe real biblical change happens when we confront the reality of sin, which means that we cannot move to escape it.
我们必须要了解最真正的意思，就是我们没有办法，在圣经告诉我们，我们没有办法逃离罪这件事情。
You can't outsmart it, you can't medicate it, you can't therapize it, you can't buy your way out of it.
你没有办法用你自己的方式胜过来这个罪，比罪还聪明。或是想办法来医治罪这件事情。
In the Peanuts cartoon, Lucy once profoundly turned to Charlie Brown and she said, "You know, Charlie, the whole problem with you is that you are you."
在这个卡通里面这个动画里面有一个 Lucy， 她跟那个 Charlie Brown， 她说：“你最大的问题呢，就是你就是你，这个就是问题的所在。”
You didn't know Charlie Brown had theology.
你在神学里面不知道。Charlie Brown 这个人。
Pastor Tim Keller has declared that sin is not only doing bad things.
Tim Keller 这个牧师告诉我们说，罪并不仅仅是我们做一些坏的事情。
It is more fundamentally making things into ultimate things. Sin is building your life and meaning on anything, even a very good thing, more than on God.
所以其实就是你要建造你的生命，你的意义在任何神以外的事情，就是你把一些甚至是好的事情，把它当作更好的，把它当作终极的。
Sin is primarily idolatry.
所以这个罪呢，它就会驱使我们，而且奴役我们。最主要来说，它就是一个偶像的敬拜。
I think this is a biblically sound definition of sin.Calvin summed up our hearts as a perpetual idol factory.
加尔文他用一句话来描述罪在我们身上，他说我们这个人呢，就是一个持续的产生罪的这个工厂。
Throughout the Bible, across the Testaments, God is constantly warning his people not to fall for the lure of idols.
在圣经里面我们一直看到神持续的警告他的百姓不可以落入偶像的敬拜里面。
But what is idolatry then?
到底什么是偶像崇拜呢？
I think we have these images of a primitive person bowing down to something gold or some statue.
我们常常只是以为在一些原始部落的人，他们向着一些那些雕像他向他们跪拜，这个是偶像崇拜。
When I lived in a country like Thailand, you can see these kind of idols on every corner.
当我在泰国那边住几年的时间，你到处可以看见人做这样子的事情。
But the Bible reveals that idolatry really is corrupted worship in contrast with true worship.
可是圣经告诉我们，拜偶像这件事情其实本质就是一个腐败的，从一个真实敬拜神的敬拜里面堕落成一个腐败的敬拜。
Perhaps the most succinct definition comes from Romans 1:25.
在罗马书第一章第二十五节那边，我们也许可以看到一个很清楚对于拜偶像的定义。
They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the creator.
罗马书一章二十五节那边讲到，他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。
In the context of Romans 1 here, that idolatry can be something God has made, like the human body or its pleasures.
在罗马书这边给我们看到的偶像，可能包括了很多是神所创造的东西，也许包括我们自己的身体都可能成为偶像。
Or it can be things that we have made, like human ideas about God or philosophy that control us.
这些偶像也有可能是我们人所造出来的，也许我们有一些思想，有一些意识形态，觉得什么是吸引我，是我的偶像。
Interestingly, Paul even warns Jews of idolizing circumcision, something done by the hands, the same word that we use for cutting an idol, carving.
在圣经里面，我们还看到，甚至在犹太人中间，他们所谓的受割礼这件事情，这个仪式都可能成为一个偶像，如果那是出于人的手在做的话。
Idols command my daily devotion, they shape my daily life, and they control how I interact.The world.
偶像会驱使我们，我们每天我们所追求，我们的心思所在的地方，我们怎么样子过我们的生活，处处都会受到我们里面的偶像的影响。
Isaiah and the Psalms point out they have no chance of fulfilling these promises, but they promise them nevertheless.
可是，在诗篇里面或在以赛亚书都告诉我们说，这些偶像他们没有办法来实现他们所应许要给你的，可是他们没有那个能力。
I believe our brother James gives us a biblical pathway to start to chart that our problems all have a heart root issue.
在雅各书里面，我们可以雅各帮我们列出来，给我们看到一个蓝图，几个步骤，到底罪这件事情是怎么回事。
I think one of the keys to real change is mapping and eradicating these idols in our heart.
我想在我们做基督徒的里面有一个重点，就是我们怎么样把偶像这件事情把它标化出来。然后怎么样子把它隔除掉？
I think this is a two-step process with our two questions. To what idols is my heart most attracted?
这有两个很主要的问题，我们可以在这里看到，一个是什么偶像，它最吸引我的心。
And what are the false promises behind those idols?
这些偶像的背后，他们到底给我们什么？那些虚谎，那些错误的应许。
He gives us a map of this, that I believe there's a progression that we can see.
在雅各书那边，我们可以看到有一个过程在那里。雅各把这件事情呈现标出来在我们的面前。
It starts with being tempted, which is attraction.
一开始是被试探，就是我们开始受到吸引。
It moves to being lured, which is deception.
接下来一步就是被引诱，那里面包含的就是欺骗。
And then enticed, which is preoccupation or obsession, addiction.
在下一步呢，就是迷惑。我们对一些事情着了迷了。
Ending in death, which is subjection.
最后的结果就是死亡，我们成了他的奴役。
If you want to see these in narrative form, this is the exact same pattern of the temptation of Eve and David.
如果我们想要看一个比较叙述过程。的话，我们可以从夏娃或是在大卫他们受试探的身上，这个过程看得见。
Again, our scripture says, each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death.
雅各书一章十四十五节那边讲到，但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引、诱感的、诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出了死来。
Note, the problem is not out there. It's not your trial that is the problem.
我们再次特别留意，问题并不是那些外面的试炼，不是在外面那些事情。
Two people can have drastically different responses to the very same trial.
在同一个试炼临到的时候，两种不同的人，他们可能有两种截然不同的反应。
For example, a promotion and a salary raise in one person creates arrogance and greed, in another person, thankfulness and generosity.
举一个例子来说，如果你升官或是加薪这件事情，在一个人身上，他的反应可能是他变成很骄傲，他变成很贪婪。可是在另外一个人身上，他的反应可能是他变得很感恩。
We are used to the more positive organic pictures of the Bible, like abiding in the vine, producing fruit, a new birth.
我们有一些更在生命里面的图画，在圣经里面我们可以找得到，好像主耶稣说我们要住在他的里面，好像枝子住在葡萄树上一样。
I encourage you today, though, to look at what James is saying as also an organic picture of progression, but in the negative.
今天我们在刚刚看到的雅各书这边讲，也是一个生命的一些有机的一个图画，可是它是往负面的方向一直堕落的。
You know, the word drawn away here is a hunting or fishing term.
在这边用到的这个词被试探、被牵引，这是人家用在打猎上面所用的词。
It carries this picture of an animal being lured away out of its safety, out of its hiding place, and dragged reluctantly by its appetite.
这边讲到一个图画，好像一个动物，它被引诱，被一些好的东西引诱了，所以它就跟着，不是很愿意的，但是却跟着走出了它自己很安全的所在。
It wants what's on the hook. It can't help itself.
这个动物呢，它很想要那个诱饵上面那个东西，所以它没有办法控制它自己，不跟着那个引诱而走。
That's how lures work, don't they?
这就是引诱这件事情在我们身上所工作的方法。
They're irresistible, they're attractive. You never see the hook, or it wouldn't be a lure.
这个引诱在我们身上呢，对我们来讲是非常吸引人的。你从来不会看到有一个钩子上面却没有饵在上面。
I've shown you the hook in this picture, but the fish doesn't see it.
我在这个图画里面看到，让你看到这个钩子，可是这个鱼看不到这个钩子，它只看到那个饵。
Real idols never look like idols.
真正的偶像，它从来就不会在外面看起来像一个偶像。
You know, we know that Jesus changed fishermen into fishers of men, but there's another fisher of men who's highly successful.
我们知道主耶稣把一个渔夫变成一个得人如得鱼的人，可是我们也知道有另外一个要得人的那个人。
He's highly successful because he has a set of stunning custom-made lures for each one of us.
那个所谓要得人的，他非常的成功，因为他有一些很好的手段可以引诱到，可以抓住那些人。
It's not only here, the Bible uses hunting and fishing terms for Satan and sin in many places.
不只是在这里，我们看到圣经用所谓的猎取、引诱来讲到罪，来讲到私欲。
The Bible calls Satan a prowling lion looking for its prey.
或是讲到撒旦，其实圣经 还讲到我们的仇敌好像吼叫的狮子一样，是四处的游行。
And if you watch the Nature Channel, you know, even mighty lions look for weakness.
你知道，如果你看到，看过电视的话，你知道，甚至一个很强壮的狮子，它也是，look for weakness. Okay, 它也在找那些软弱的人。
In Matthew 24, Jesus speaks of false prophets who will come and lure you away with attractive teaching.
在马太福音那边主耶稣也讲到甚至那些假的先知也会来迷惑许多的人
And when God lovingly confronts Cain in Genesis, he says, sin is crouching at your door, using this picture of a big cat like a tiger hiding low in the grass until you're close enough and it jumps to devour you.
创世纪里我们看到当神他回答该隐的时候 他告诉他说罪呢要伏在你的门口他用的这个词好像一只猫一只大的猫他躲在那里等待好的机会他就跳出来吃了他的猎物
The tiger, the lure, they are camouflaged
他们是一个伪装的这个猫也好或是老虎也好
The lure, our desire, the bait, it also wears camo
这些要引诱我们的这些试炼这些试探他们也是伪装的
I think the word here for desire is so rich in meaning, and I think it's our biggest key for change here.
在这边用的这个词私欲，我想这是一个很大的一个字，也是很重要的一个关键，让我们可以改变的一个关键。
The Greek word epitumia is often translated as lust or sinful desire.
在希腊文里面，常常把这个字翻译成私欲，或是那些贪欲。
And I think when we read it that way, we can kind of self-diagnose and say, well, I'm doing pretty good. My desires are not greedy or perverse or murderous.
我们当看到这个外面字义的时候，我们很容易就自我的来省察一下，觉得说，哦，我的私欲都不是那些很坏的事情。
But the word better translates as over-desire, or as Augustine said, misguided love.
可是这个字其实更好的翻译是一个你有过度的欲望。或是在奥古斯丁他用一个解释说是一个被误导的一个欲望
Epitumia is God replacing desire
Epitumia
is God replacing desire
神应该要来取代我们的欲望
Notice that in many cases the object is not the sin
我们从这些例子可以看到很多时候主要的那个对象并不是罪本身
We can be tempted to something very good like freedom or family or beauty or a job well done.
因为在我们当中我们可能被很多其他的事情来引诱譬如说我们的家庭也好我们的工作也好我们 做什么事情做得也很好这些都可能成为我们的偶像。
But this epitumia, this inordinate desire, is not that we want bad things. It's that we want things so badly.
所以私欲这个字的意思不一定表示说我们想要一些坏的事情可能它的意思指的是我们这么的想要一些事情
This is the true thrust and power of idolatry in our lives We make good things into the ultimate thing
所以这个就是偶像崇拜这件事情它的能力所在就是我们把一些好的事情把它变成了那些终极的最好的事情
This happens when we seek value and redemption and promise in anything except Jesus Christ.
好像我们从耶稣身上以外尝试的寻找一些价值，寻找一些可以满足我们的。
You see, the desire becomes evil because it tries to do what is impossible. It tries to turn things into your savior.
所以我们这边可以看到，私欲这件事情它的坏在什么地方，就是它试着把一些不可能的事情让你以为你可能做得到
And when such desire conceives, it births sin
当这样子的私欲它怀了胎以后呢它就会产生出罪来
This sin is the word hamartia
罪这个字的希腊文就是刚刚Kyle弟兄讲那个字
When I studied literature, we used the exact same word in the classroom to talk about a protagonist, their fatal flaw
当我在教文学这件事的时候我们用一模一样的字讲到一个故事的主角他的致命伤是什么
For example, Hamlet's hamartia is indecision to be or not to be
譬如说保罗·凯尔刚刚讲到这个人他有一个致命伤就是他常常的不能够果断决定一些事情所以他说是或是不是
The biblical definition is also a fatal flaw. It conceives and gives birth to sin and death.
我们在圣经里面也可以看到，罪这个也是一个很致命的一件事情。它可以产生出罪来，而且引到死亡这件事情。
And here, this word for sin gives us the picture of an archer drawing a bow and missing the bullseye.
这个罪这个事情也给我们看到一个图画，就是一个弓箭手，他想要瞄准一个靶心，可是他射出的箭并没有打中那个靶心。
This sin translates as missing the mark.
所以罪这个是这个字也可以翻译成你错过了那个靶心。
Sin misses the mark of God's designed plan for us, His original design for our very lives.
罪使我们错失了神原始创造我们的那个目的。
You were handmade by God for the supreme purpose of worship.
我们都是神为着他终极能够敬拜他的目的，神的手来创造我们的。
You were crafted for worship, which is the correct response and relationship with God.
我们是为着要敬拜他而被创造，而被制作，这是我们唯一正确的对着神的反应。
But our over desires, our misguided love, they lead us to the very core definition of sin.
但是我们对某一些事情过度的被牵引喜好，这些就把我们从我们适当的位置被引离开到不正确的地方去。
Trading the glory of God for anything else, turning from praising our Creator to being obsessed with His creation.
把这位创造物这位主他的地位，我们把它换成其他的事情来代替这位神。
This is God replacement at the deepest level. It means our whole lives are off target.
所以我们就把神他真正的地位，把它用其他的事情取代了。
So how do we identify these idols?
我们怎么样子把这些偶像把它列出来，或是找出来呢
？Notice the language here carefully. By his or her own desire.
我们必须再次留意刚刚那个经节讲到的个人被自己的私欲牵引。
This is peculiar, particular to the individual.
所以这个牵引，这个私欲是非常个人化的，是每个人都可能不同的。
That means our out of control desires are not cookie cutter or one size fits all.
意思就是说我们的被牵引，我们的这些私欲这件事情并不是每个人都一样的，好像那个切饼干的那个刀子，它同一把刀可以切各种不同大小的饼干一样。我们的私欲并不是像那样的。
This means that you are going to have to dig into your unique self.
意思就是说，你自己必须自己去找出你里面的自己那个偶像是什么。
For the idols and the very reason they're idols in my life are not going to be the same as yours or even people that are close to me.
在我身上的那些偶像不会是。在你身上同样的偶像，也不一定是我周围我亲近的人他们的偶像，不一定会是一样的。
I know many of you truly do love the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you live in living faith, worshiping only God.
我知道你们在座的有很多，你们真诚的爱主耶稣基督，你们的生活也反映出你们愿意敬拜我们的主。
We do love God and we do worship Him.
我们实在是爱我们的神，我们也敬拜他。
But remember, James wrote this to Christians like us.
可是我们必须要记得，雅各书是写给我们基督徒的。
He wrote this to Christians who are also struggling with questions of why haven't I changed that much?
他也写给这些基督徒，那些基督徒就是会问说，为什么我的生命还没有很多的改变呢？
Why do I keep failing in the same trials?
为什么我在同一件试探上面，我一直的跌倒呢？
I think a key here is that we do worship God.But that we have idols as little functional gods in our life.
我想这主要的关键就是，是的，我们是敬拜这位真神，可是我们也有其他在我们生活的事情上面发挥他们功能的神。
These are the little gods that actually rule us.
这些小小的神，他们是实际掌管我们生活的神。
I think these are the things that so easily capture our imagination. They fill our daydreams. They wake us up in the morning to get out of bed.
这些小的神呢，他们就好像左右了我们的生命啊。当我们在做白日梦的时候，他也掌握我们；当我们起床的时候，他也掌握我们。
They are the things which we will give up all to have.
这些事情会让我们发现说，我们会愿意放弃一切的事情，只为了要得着他。
So you have to ask yourself today: Is God filling all of those things in your life?
所以你必须要问自己一个问题：今天是不是神他占有了你所有的你生命的每一个部分呢
？There's more in your bulletin, but I want to look at some questions that I think can help you dig for potential idols.
我们可以来看看有一些可以帮助我们来思考到底这些偶像 是什么在我们的生命里面这个问题。
Notice carefully, your answers to these questions will not be the idol, but they will help you find where probably there is one.
你们对于这些列出来的问题的答案不一定说那个就是你的偶像，可是这些问题的答案可以帮助你把真正你心里面的偶像把它找出来。
For example, who, what is my judge that I'm really living for the approval of?
举个例子来说，第二个问题讲到说，到底谁或是什么东西是我的审判官？我活着就是为了要赢得他的认可呢。
For a lot of children, that can be parents.
有一些小孩子，他们可能这个问题的答案可能就是他们的父母就是那些审判官。
For a lot of couples, that can be your spouse.
对很多的已婚的弟兄姐妹，你可能觉得你的另一半就是你的审判官。
Ask yourself, where do I give the best of my money, energy, and time?
你也可以问自己这个问题：我到底把我最好的金钱或是时间我的精力用在什么地方呢？
What people and things take the majority of my life?
到底是哪一些事或是哪一些人他占有了我生活里面大部分的时间呢？
I spend the majority of life with my family.
我自己花我大部分的时间跟我的家人在一起。
That tells me I need to be careful. They could easily become an idol.
这个情形就是告诉我必须要小心，因为我的家人很可能不知不觉就成了我的偶像。
Fill in the blank. I'm most known for.
你可以自己来填这个空。别人都说我是什么什么。
Your looks, your skills.
别人是不是最看到的就是你长得怎么样子，或是你有什么技巧，你有什么事情做得很好呢？
Without blank, life would be unbearable.
如果没有这个空白的话，如果没有什么东西，你的生活你就觉得很难很难的度过。
If you need to take a self-idol test, what's the real pearl of great price which you would give up anything to have?
如果你要对自己做一个测试，到底什么是你的偶像，你可以这样子想，到底什么东西在你生命里面是那个重价的珍珠，你愿意变卖一切为了要得着那个珍珠。
So let's see if we can't get behind our idols for a minute.
让我们想想我们有没有办法到这偶像的背后，花点时间来想一想。
One of the most blatant and famous pictures of idol worship in the Bible has got to be the golden calf.
在圣经里面给我们一个很明显和清楚的例子，在旧约里面就是那些以色列人他们敬拜那个金牛犊。
God has set Israel free from slavery, overcoming the world's superpower through these miracles of deliverance. And how do they repay him? By constructing an idol.
神把以色列他的百姓从埃及这个超级强国里面把他救出来。那这些百姓后来怎么样子来回报他们的主呢？他们造了一个金牛犊。
It's easy to judge them, but let's dig for a minute.
当我们读这段圣经的时候，我们很容易就 来论断他们，可是我们仔细的来思考一下这个背后的故事。
We know the idol is actually made from the community. It's actually built from their possessions.
我们知道他们建造这个金牛犊的时候是用他们自己在他们这个社区里面，他们这一群人里面大家把金子拿出来所造成的。
But why this cow?
为什么他们要造这个牛犊呢？
Of course, it's a remnant from Egypt.
当然他们是从埃及被救出来的渔民。
In crisis, they return to the idols and the gods that they served when they were in bondage.
所以在那个时候他们就回过去侍奉或是敬拜他们曾经在为奴之家那里所敬拜的那个神。
Trials reveal our true desires.And trials also can reveal what we served before Jesus Christ.
在试炼里面，当试炼来到的时候，它就可以显明到底我们真正是崇拜谁。
But to really answer the question of why they can rule us, we have to ask one final tough question.
可是我们要回答为什么这些偶像会来掌管或者左右我们的生命，我们要先回答另外一个问题。
Why are they so attractive?
为什么这些偶像这么的吸引人呢？
Why is it, as Brother Aaron said, that we turn our eyes from Jesus to these things?
为什么就好像Aaron 弟兄刚刚带领我们唱诗歌说，我们为什么会把我们的眼光从主耶稣身上转移到其他这些事情呢？
I think the question is what is the idol promising?
我们可以问这样子一个问题，到底这些偶像他应许要给我们什么？
The Israelites are in the desert after centuries of slavery, I think they desperately want some things.
这些以色列人，他们啊、在埃及那边过很平凡的日子，过了这么久啊、几百年的时间，他们现在突然被摆在沙漠这个环境里面，我们可以想象他们很急迫的需要一些东西。
They desperately desire carnal satisfaction, hope, comfort, to be a powerful people united together.
他们很迫切的希望能够得着那些安慰，得着能力，他们可以成为一群有能力的、子民。
The calf promises them those very things.
这个牛犊这件事情就预表了，或者说、应许了，可以带给他们这些事情。
With Egypt's God, you can be like mighty Egypt.
埃及的神可以让你们成为像埃及一样强壮的国家。
It's the promise which commands our desire and makes them so attractive.
所以是这些偶像他所应许的，这些应许使得这些偶像对于我们这么的吸引。
In this way, finding the idol is actually easy compared to asking, what are the promises that attract me?
所以我们会比较容易找到偶像，如果我们这样子问，到底有哪些应许是很吸引我们的。
We don't know the full story, but dig with me a little bit into the rich young ruler.
啊、我不知道啊、完整的故事背景是什么。可是我们现在来看一看这个年轻啊、富有少年官的故事。
Jesus identifies an idol in the man, and he asks him to forsake it to follow Jesus 100%.
主耶稣直接点出了这个少年官他的偶像是什么，所以他要这个少年官放弃他的偶像，好叫他可以全心来跟随主耶稣。
I think Jesus gets at it. He asks the man, why do you call me good, which means God and holy? Do you really think I'm the best? Am I the ultimate God? Or is there a little functional God in your life?
主耶稣一开始他问了他一个问题，他说你为什么称呼我为主呢？到底我是不是真正你生命的主？我是你的一切，还是我只是像那些偶像一样、那些小的神掌管你生活的这部分或是那部分呢？
Sadly, the man chooses the idol, which we know obviously is money.
很可惜的，这个少年官他拣选了，最后拣选他自己的偶像。我们知道他的偶像就是他的财产，他的金钱。
That very moment he had a choice, but what promise was money really giving him?
在那一个关键里面，这个富有的少年官他做了一个决定，他拣选了金钱。可是到底金钱这件事情应许给他什么呢？
The same idol can have different promises to different people.
同样的偶像可能对不同的人有不同的应许。
What was it promising him? Security, leisure, love, acceptance?
金钱到底应许他什么呢？啊，给他有安全感，给他有爱，给他有什么呢？
Once you've discovered, for example, that maybe romance is your idol, the next question is to ask why.
啊，有些人可能会觉得罗曼史是我的偶像，可是当你发现这件事情的时候，下一步你应该要问说，为什么他成为我的偶像？
What does it falsely promise that it alone can satisfy?
到底罗曼史这件事情，他应许要给我什么，而是其他的什么，其他任何事物都没有办法给我的呢？
Notice these are things that only Jesus Christ can give you.
我们必须要再次留意这些事情，我们所要的，真正能够给我们的，只有主耶稣基督。
I think sometimes we know, yes, 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 I love Jesus, I worship him, but if I could only have a perfect family, things would be better.
很多时候我们会说，是是是，我爱主耶稣，我敬拜他，可是如果我的家庭很和乐，那就好了。
Yes, 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 I love Jesus and I worship him, but I don't know why I can't find the job that satisfies me.
我说，啊，是啊，我真的爱主耶稣，我真的敬拜我的主，可是不知道为什么我就是找不到我所想要的那个工作。
To close, I want to look at what I think comes with real change, vision and community.
我想、当我结束的、之前，我想要跟大家分享关于什么东西可以真正带来一个改变，成为我们的意向。
Notice the Bible's narrative is that we're progressing in one of these two pictures, sin that conceives death or salvation that leads to new birth.
我们知道圣经一直给我们两条路线、都是一个渐进的路线，一个是罪最后就 引我们到死亡，一个是、救恩领我们到生命。
You are being ruled more and more by Christ or by Jesus plus plus plus.
你会更多的被主耶稣掌管你的生命，或是你会被主耶稣掌管你生命， 而且还被很多其他的事情掌管你。
Satan aims to hook you, to lure you, to draw you away from what you were designed to be.
撒旦一直的要来引诱你，把你从你原来应该有的那个方向引到另外一条路线上面去。
He wants to pull on these misguided loves in your heart.
他要把你这个没有受约束、被误导的私欲，靠着借着那个把你一直的引到他的路上。
Sin wants to rule you, to be your master, to drag you around on this line, but let you think you're in control.
罪他要一直的尝试的要来掌管你的生命，可是却让你误以为你还是可以控制、可以掌管你自己的生命的。
Jesus wants to capture your heart.
可是主耶稣他也要想要抓住你的心。
He wants to unhook you from the futility of these sin-soaked desires that have ruled us.
他要把你从这个被罪所玷污的这些私欲里面释放出来。
Just like the Israelites, he wants to free you to worship.
就好像他对以色列人所做的，他要把你从这些事情释放出来，所以你可以真实的敬拜神。
You know, Buddhism calls us to stop desiring.
佛教告诉人说他们要停止有欲望。
Christianity says our desires are not to be extinguished, they're to be transformed.
可是在基督我们的信仰里面告诉我们，我们的私欲并不是要被扑灭的，而是要被改变、被转换的。
I think real change happens when we replace the false promises of idols with the covenants of Jesus Christ.
当我们可以把这些错误偶像所带给我们的应许，把它替换成主他给我们的应许的时候，
I believe that's why Paul is constantly giving the church the vision that God has for them.
所以保罗他一直的要他的要这些教会要这些圣徒们知道到底神给他们的意象是什么。
This ecclesia, this church is called out of the world for a purpose.
教会这个字在希腊文里面就是我们是一群被呼召出来为着一个特定目的的。
Paul tells us that all of life is moving to this climax where everything is moving closer and closer to be under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
保罗告诉我们说，所有的事情，天上地下，一切所有的都一直的要朝向在基督里面被归为一这件事情。
That one day our King, our Lord, our Savior will rule over every desire and over everything.
有一天我们的王，我们的主宰，他要掌管所有的一切。
Biblical change then has a destination.
在圣经里面教导的改变是有一个目的的。
Biblical change is going somewhere. This is heaven. This is the kingdom of God.
我们是朝着一个目的，朝着天堂，朝着神的国而去的，那是我们的目的。
This is the kingdom I live in now as a Christian and with I worship with other brothers and sisters the true God.
这个天，这个神的国，就是我们今天可以在这个国里面来敬拜我们的神，也跟弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜。
Jesus has already made us as Christians into a new humanity, but he calls us to live into the promise of what that means.
主耶稣他把我们拯救到这个国里面，他要我们活出一个生活，一个生命是根据他的应许，主耶稣他的应许的生活。
Paul points out many of you have been saved, but do you live in the promise of God?
保罗点出来说，很多基督徒我们是得救了，可是我们是不是活在神的应许里面，靠着他的应许而活呢？
That promise is that as adopted, redeemed children of God, we are no longer to live with these paltry little promises of idols.
这个真是神给我们的应许，我们可以靠着这个应许而活，我们不再需要跟着这个世界上这些偶像，这些很肤浅的应许而活。
Biblical change then has motivation.
在圣经里面讲到的改变有一个动机。
My motivation is Christ-likeness.
这个动机是什么？就是我们可以像主耶稣。
I am motivated to be more and more like Christ so I can do the very good works he has already predestined for me to do.
我一直的被主来制作，能够更多更多的像主，好叫我可以来成全他所要我预备，他所预备要我行的各样的事。
James gives us a picture of our sin maturing into death. Jesus calls us to a maturity where our new birth matures more and more to be like Christ.
在雅各书我们看到罪 它一直长一直长，最后就引我们到死亡。可是主耶稣告诉我们，我们一直成长一直成长，就变得像更像主耶稣。
In this maturity, Jesus alone captivates us. He alone rules our desires. He alone is the object of my worship.
在这个成熟的过程里面，主耶稣他自己，而且是他啊，他唯有他自己来成为我们啊敬拜的对象，来帮助我们成长。
And finally, biblical change is powered by marriage with Christ, union with Christ.
那我们现在讲到改变的能力。来于我们与基督的联合，我们与他的婚约。
Pastor Paul Tripp says, "Change is a byproduct of being known and loved by Jesus, our Redeemer. Change is not accomplished by mastering a technique or following a system. It takes place as we are in marriage with Christ."
啊，这位牧师告诉我们说，改变这件事情是一个副产品，是什么副产品呢？就是我们跟主耶稣基督联合而产生的一个副产品。它会很自然的发生，当我们跟我们的主联合的时候。
Change's method then is relationship.
这个改变会啊被会发生在我们跟主的联合的过程里面。
We know that our ultimate transformation, our salvation and our sanctification was not powered by our hands, but the relationship that Jesus Christ chose to have with us.
我们知道我们的改变并不是根据出自于我们自己的能力，而是在主耶稣。他的能力在我们身上。
It's a redeemed relationship recreated in Christ Jesus to be what God designed us to be.
是本源于我们跟主耶稣的这个关系，是一个被救赎的一个关系。
I think too, our continual change will happen in community, in relationship.
这个关系会一直的发生在我们啊大家一起这个社区里面，或在我们啊团体的生活里面。
This is one of the great reasons for the church, the body of Christ, united in His Spirit.
这就是其中我们啊成为教会，我们被联合在主耶稣里面一个很重要的一个因素，一个原因。
James says our desires are the lures that catch us and lead us into deceptive sin.
啊，雅各书告诉我们说，我们这些私欲是会引诱我们到啊让我们成为罪的奴役。
That means by definition.My darkest idols and my darkest sins are unrecognizable to me, if at all.
这就是告诉我们说，我们最深、最黑暗的偶像，并不是我们可以这么容易就认出来的。
This means,
如果认出来的话。
This means it requires serious help to see these idols, especially the ones I've made out of good things.
这个就意味着说，我们要把这些偶像找出来，我们需要很多的帮助。
We need Christians and brothers and sisters to help us see what hides from us.
我们需要弟兄姐妹来帮助我们来看见这些隐藏在我们里面的偶像到底是什么。
You need to get in tight with a community where the power and the truth of Jesus Christ is prayed for and is spoken directly into your life.
我们必须在一个团体里面，这个团体主耶稣基督他是被啊，他是说话的那位主，他可以啊一直的来帮助我们。
You ever seen those old cowboy movies where they have to deputize all these people to be sheriffs for the day?
啊，你不知道你们有没有看过一些牛仔的电影？就是有一些牛仔，他们被授权，好像当一个镇上的一个警察一样。
You know, they put that star on your chest and they say, "Okay, you got all the rights of a police right now."
他们就把一个徽章摆在那个牛仔的衣服上面，就说：“好，你现在被授权了，你可以做这个地方的小警察。”
You must deputize people too.
你也必须要授权给一些人。
You have to give them full license to look into your heart and to lovingly go idol hunting and idol destroying.
你必须要允许有一些人在你的生命里面，你要授权给他们，让他们可以在爱中来帮助你检视你的生活，来把这些偶像一个一个找出来。
This means that our church must be a community where it is okay not to be okay.
意思就是说，我们这个聚会必须是一个团体，就是说，你不需要你如果不是完美的也没有关系。
But simultaneously, be a place where it's not okay to stay there.
可是也同时会教导你们说，你不应该停留在你的不完美里面，你的不好里面。
And that together in Christ, we will help you change.
在主里面，我们彼此的帮助，来帮助你和我，我们一起被改变。
I'm going to leave you guys with some homework.
我要把给你们大家一点回家的作业。
A case study.
是一个一个个案的研究。
Because it's always easier to practice digging for idols on somebody else.
我们发现要找出别人的偶像总是比找出我们自己的要容易得多。
So I encourage you this week to go to 1 Samuel 15 and our brother King Saul.
所以我鼓励大家这个礼拜你回去看撒母耳记上第十五章关于扫罗这个人。
You know, don't so easily paint him in black and white as an evil person.
我们不要这么快的下一个结论觉得说哦扫罗他就是一个坏人坏的王。
What are the idols in Saul's life and what do they promise him?
我们很公平的来看到底扫罗王他里面的偶像是什么。
And when you're ready, ask the Holy Spirit and somebody you trust to likewise examine your heart.
当你做完这个作业的时候如果你觉得你自己已经预备好了你可以邀请你可以信任的弟兄姐妹也来帮助你一起把这个偶像找出来你自己的偶像找出来。
Remember as you go forward that the human heart is never neutral, it is always seeking something to worship.
我们必须要知道我们人的心从来就不是中立的 他一直都在寻找他要敬拜的对象。
So if it's true that our heart is an idol factory and is constantly elevating things above God, that means our idol hunting is not a one-time process.
我们的心我们刚刚讲到就是一个创造偶像的一个大工厂。他会一直不停止的要把新的偶像创造出来把一些新的东西摆在神以上的地位。
As we listen to God's word, we realize that the kingdom of God is all about radical change of people.
当我们读到神的国我们知道神的国就是他在乎的就是可以很根本的把人的问题把人来改变。
But it's not the self-absorbed change that our culture talks about.
可是这个改变不是说我们自己所自发所吸收出来的改变好像这个世界尝试的教导我们的。
Christ came to break our allegiance to such a shrunken little agenda because he gave us the promise and the one goal worth living for, his kingdom.
可是主耶稣来呢他就把一个很单纯的告诉我们说我们只有一个目的就是我们要为着他的国来活。
His kingdom is populated by changed people giving him glory and doing his shalom work.
他的国是借着那些被他来改变的一群百姓，他们可以来荣耀他的名。
This is the change that he came, he lived, he died, and he rose to give you.
这个改变是他来到这世上，他为着你死，他为着你活，他活在你里面所造成的。
This is the life and work he offers us in exchange for the petty glories.We would otherwise chase.
这是他的生命，他的能力应许要给我们的改变，远远超过这世界上的偶像所给我们那些可怜、那些没有用的那些应许。
Look again at his promises and what he asks you to live in.
我们再次来看一看，到底他应许我们什么？他要我们怎么样来活
？You know, Jesus calls us to a radical rest in him.
主耶稣他呼召我们要进入一个根本的一个基本的一个安息
He is calling you even today to stop laboring to try to feed idols that will never satisfy you
甚至在今天他也呼召你和我要停止继续的喂养我们心中的偶像
He offers you salvation as a rest from dead end sin and purposelessness
他把他的救恩摆在我们的面前让我们选择让我们可以从这些罪和死里面被拯救出来。
Today is the Sabbath. You want that kind of rest.
今天就是那个安息日，你愿不愿意要得着这样子的安息
？Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Jesus Christ, we cannot say how thankful we are for what you have done and for who you are.
主耶稣基督，我们没有办法述说到底你对我们有多好你怎么样恩待我们
？You did not promise to make us better.Or give us just a little bit of hope, but you promised to make us alive in you, Lord God.
你没有只是应许让我们变得更好一点，可是你应许我们给我们有一个新的生命。
Lord God, we love you, but we desperately desire to love you even more.
主，我们爱你，可是我们更迫切的盼望我们能够爱你更多。
We worship you, Lord, but we ask that we can worship only you.
我们是敬拜你的，可是我们向你祷告，求你帮助我们可以单单的敬拜你。
Holy Spirit, we pray that you will empower us, empower your church here to help each other in true biblical change.
圣灵，我们邀请你来帮助我们，帮助这个聚会，让我们可以经历到在圣经里面所说到的这些改变。
Illuminate in your truth where our idols are and what they've promised us.
照亮我们，让我们知道这些偶像是什么，也让我们知道他们这些偶像的虚谎的应许是什么。
And feed us with your truth that you alone satisfy.
把你真实的真理拿来喂养我们，因为只有你可以满足我们。
We love you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
我们爱你，谢谢主耶稣。Amen.